From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama meets again this morning with his national security team to chart a new course for the war in Afghanistan. The White House says he is now considering four strategy options. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
President Obama has not made a decision yet, either on troop levels or on an overall strategy for the way forward. That's according to National Security Advisor James Jones, who issued a rare statement insisting that, quote, any reports to the contrary are completely untrue and come from uninformed sources. But President Obama is making progress and has now narrowed his deliberations to four options, says White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. Gibbs says the president will review those options with his war council today. Gibbs refused to elaborate on what the four options are. A formal announcement of a new war strategy is not expected until after Mr. Obama returns from an extended trip to Asia. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The man who was the mastermind behind the 2002 sniper attacks that killed 10 people in the Washington, D.C. area has been executed. John Allen Muhammad died by lethal injection last night at the Greensville, Virginia Correctional Center. Muhammad was executed for killing Dean Harold Myers at a gas station. It was part of a killing spree that terrorized Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. over a three-week period. His teenage accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, was sentenced to life in prison. A prison spokesman who put the time of death at 9/11 last night said Muhammad had no final words. The Obama administration has settled on a young doctor and former executive with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to run the country's foreign aid agency. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
White House officials say the president has chosen Rajiv Shah to run the U.S. Agency for International Development. He's already working with the administration at the Department of Agriculture, dealing with one of the new aid priorities, food security. Shah would still have to be confirmed by the Senate to run USAID. The 36-year-old has a medical degree from the University of Pennsylvania and ran several programs at the Gates Foundation. The Modernizing Foreign Assistance Network, a coalition of aid experts, welcomed the news that the vacuum at USAID will be filled, and said that given his background, Shah should bring a strong development voice to the table on key foreign policy decisions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese stock prices remained virtually unchanged today as the yen rose, offsetting a surprisingly large jump in domestic machinery orders for September. The Nikkei average rose a fraction of a point. Oil prices fell below $79 a barrel in Asian trading as investors mulled over rising U.S. oil inventories and a weaker dollar. Benchmark crude fell by 12 cents to $78.91 a barrel. This is NPR News. The Mormon Church stunned critics last night by publicly supporting a Salt Lake City ordinance protecting gays from discrimination. The ordinance was approved unanimously after a Mormon spokesman addressed the city council. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
This is not the first time officials from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have spoken out against housing and job discrimination leveled at gays. But it is the first time Mormon leaders publicly staked out a position on a specific ordinance banning discrimination. A church spokesman told the Salt Lake City Council that the anti-discrimination ordinance is fair and reasonable and does not do violence to the institution of marriage. That's a reference to Mormon campaigns against gay marriage in California and elsewhere. The church also faced criticism from gay rights groups when Mormon security guards had two men arrested for kissing on a church plaza. The Mormon support for the anti-discrimination ordinance follows a series of secret meetings between church officials and gay rights activists. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Former President Bill Clinton held a closed-door session yesterday with Senate Democrats and called on them to put aside their differences and pass a health care overhaul bill. Following the meeting, the former president said passage of a bill is critical in time of job losses and rising health care premiums. Mr. Clinton failed in his reform effort nearly 20 years ago. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin told the rank-and-file lawmakers that the best way to silence critics is to get the job done. Still, Senate Democrats remain less than optimistic about getting a final bill to President Obama by year's end. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.